TTP.
TTP.
Yes, Clark has TTP, the most important gasoline improvement in years. Clark with TTP stops the major cause of engine power loss by removing deposits in the spark plug and combustion chamber area. Deposits that cause spark plug misfiring, engine roughness, and stalling are cleansed away with Clark TTP. Engine deposit control through TTP actually doubles spark plug life. Engine power is increased. Starting is much faster. Whether your car is old or new, you'll feel the improved performance after 10 to 20 gallons of Clark with TTP. More and more car owners are changing to Clark Super 100 gasoline with TTP. Remember the name Clark, largest independent oil company in the Middle West. Come to Clark for TTP.
TTP. TTP.
In St. Louis, it's 1 minute past 12 o'clock, and WIL presents Associated Press News. An extra-alarm fire in Chicago has taken the life of one man. The blaze started in a manufacturing plant on the city's west side, close in, and spread to a four-story apartment building and to a six-story factory building. The victim of the fire has not yet been identified. Damage has been estimated at $75,000. In Washington, important talks are set for early this week between top government leaders and the chief of staff of the French Armed Forces, General Paul Ely. President Eisenhower and Ely will confer tomorrow, and on Tuesday there will be a meeting between the French military leader and the Secretary of State, Dulles. He said the heavy rebel losses in the battle for Dien Bien Phu are causing hope for a major French victory in Indochina. According to late word from Indochina, there are indications that the communist-led rebels are preparing another attempt to overrun the fortress of Dien Bien Phu. The French are reinforcing their positions around the fortress in northwest Indochina with fresh troops, ammunition, and supplies. In Europe, Paris is the scene this weekend of a conference of persons who are opposed to the six-nation European Army Treaty. One of those in attendance is Pietro Nenin, chief of the Italian left-wing socialists. Nenin was allowed to remain in France for the meeting after being sent away yesterday. In the Middle East, Israel, Jordan, and the UN have ended the search for the slayers of 11 Israelis in an ambush in the Negev Desert Wednesday. The searchers say they lost the trail in rocky, dry country near the border between Israel and Jordan. Pakistan is reported to be interested in buying arms from Japan with funds supplied by the United States through a recent military agreement. The report comes from Japan's ambassador to Pakistan, who is now in Tokyo for consultations with his government. The Philippine Department of Foreign Affairs has announced that an investigating board has found the Philippine consul in Washington guilty on a charge of misconduct in office. He was a nephew of former President Elpidio Quirino, Justania Quirino, who was found to be involved in a deal on plane spare parts which is never completed. The official is now on leave. Looking at the weather, partly cloudy tonight with rising temperatures through Monday. The high this afternoon near 50, a low tomorrow morning of 35, and tomorrow afternoon's high 50 to 55. The present St. Louis temperature, 41 degrees. This 12 o'clock edition of Associated Press News was presented from WIL in St. Louis. Yes, it's the WIL Bandstand, and we welcome you aboard once again. And if you're in the market for a nice, easy session of musical moments with the maestros, then stick around because there's all that and more waiting for you on the WIL Recorded Bandstand. Alan Grant with you this afternoon, and to kick things off, it's the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra and Yankee Doodle Town. Yankee Doodle Town by the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra to start out our bandstand this afternoon. And we bring back distinctive music of Sauter Finnegan and the orchestra, and this time it's Rain.